Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise, thanksgiving, honor, and glory be unto your name, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for touching Brother Mason. Thanksgiving, honor, praise, and glory now. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you have a reason to give thanks to the Lord? Do you have a reason to give Him honor? Do you have a reason to give Him praise? Do you have a reason to give Him glory? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, help me tonight. I don't usually have to preach after I sing that song. Glory to God. I'm going to be reading from 1 Chronicles chapter 15. I'm going to break it up quite a bit. So 1 Chronicles chapter 15. Like I said earlier, a few months ago, the Lord did a lot of work within me and introduced a lot of changes and things in the church. Sunday mornings have changed drastically. Yeah. Sunday nights have changed quite a bit. Yeah. I'm mixing up services. I'm mixing up music. Hallelujah. The Lord told me there were 7 ministries in the church, and He told me what those 7 ministries were. And He told me to proclaim different nights as occasions of celebration within the church. And I've done it. And this is the 3rd night of proclamation. And He told me, and this was, He gave me this proclamation a month ago. And He didn't tell me to proclaim it until this week. But He told me to proclaim this night as thanksgiving, honor, praise, and glory night. Hallelujah. God asking His children to give Him thanks, honor, praise, and glory. Amen. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 15 and verse 1. It's going to be split up quite a bit. And David made him a house in the city of David and prepared a place for the ark of God and pitched for a tent. Pitched it for a tent. And David said, none ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites. For them hath the Lord chosen to carry the ark of God and to minister to him forever. And David gathered all Israel together to Jerusalem to bring up the ark of the Lord into the place and which he had prepared for it. And David assembled the children of Aaron and the Levites. Now we're going to move on to verse 12. And he said unto them, you are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because you did not at the first, the Lord our God made a breach upon us, for that we sought him not after due order. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord God of Israel. And the children of the Levites bear the ark of God upon their shoulders with the staves therein, as Moses commanded according to the word of the Lord. And David spoke unto the chief of the Levites, appoint their brethren to be singers with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding by lifting up the voice with joy. Now we're going to move on to verse 19. So the singers Heman and Asaph and Ethan, they were appointed unto sound the cymbals of brass. And Zechariah and Aziel and Shemiramoth and Jehiel and Uni and Eliab and Messiah and Benaiah with the psalteries on them, Alamoth and Matithatha and Eliphala and Milkaniah and Obed-Edom and Jael and Isaiah and with harps and with the Sheminith to excel. And Kenaniah, chief of the Levites, was for song, for he instructed about the song because he was skillful. Would you stretch your hands this way and pray for me tonight? My most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, I am your obedient servant. I'm doing that, dear God, which you have given me to do. Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this service, over these people, over this message, over the word. Lord, let your anointing be in the house tonight. Let us glorify you. Let us lift your name up and praise you and magnify you, dear God, above all the earth. In Jesus' name. Lord, let this word go forward tonight, dear God, in a way that would bless you, would glorify you, that you would receive it in the throne room of God, dear Lord, and let it be a blessing unto your ears. And Lord, let it go forth such that everyone under the sound of my voice would receive it. They might be strengthened by it and their souls nourished by this word. In Jesus' name we thank you and pray. Everybody say amen. Amen. Somebody glorify the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I told you at the beginning of the service, I want to help you find a reason. I want to help you find a reason to glorify God. I want to help you find a reason to lift him up, to give him thanksgiving, to give him honor, to give him glory, to give him praise. I want to help you find a way to find it in your mind, in your heart, and in your soul to see what he's done for you and to tell you, you need a grateful heart. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants us to give him thanksgiving, honor, and glory tonight. He wants us to give him uplifting and praise and thanksgiving. We read in here about a bunch of different guys being given a bunch of different jobs. As David was bringing up the Ark of the Covenant back into the city of David because it had been captured. And David had set up a bunch of different guys to do a bunch of different things. And he told the children of the Levites that they were supposed to be the ones to touch the Ark. Nobody else could. They were supposed to bring it up. They were supposed to sanctify themselves. They were supposed to be holy. They were supposed to be upright because if they touched it and they weren't, they would die. And David knew that God had told Moses that only the Levites should touch the ark. And that's what happened. And that's what he did. And then David assigned a bunch of other jobs to a bunch of other guys. And then he went and started on the music program. Now, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He started on the music ministry. Hallelujah. And he went and found him a bunch of guys to play the brass and to play the cymbals and to play the harps and to play all these different instruments. But he went to one man whose name was Kenaniah. Kenaniah of the Levites, appointed by the king to teach the songs of Zion. To teach him how to sing it. Hallelujah. Now, do you know who he was teaching to sing these songs? He was teaching the soldiers. Come on now. I'm getting ready to make it better. Hallelujah. He was teaching the soldiers. Because There was a group of soldiers under the command of Cananiah who, when they went into battle, now see, out front they had a group of Levites and the soldiers who carried the Ark of the Covenant into battle. And right behind them, there was a group under Cananiah. They was the choir for the battle. They went into battle with the weapon. They went into battle with the glory of the Lord. They went into battle singing praises unto God. Let me tell you something, saints. When you got warfare at your feet, the best place you can be is right in the middle of the praises of God. Hallelujah. I've had so many things come against me, and all I had to do was get into a spirit of praise and praise my way out of it. I've had many a man try to destroy me, many a minister. Many of those over me in the Lord tried to destroy me. And you know what I did when they started coming against me? Every last one of them. You know what I did? I love to praise Him. I love to praise His name. I love to praise Him. I love to praise His name. And I would get lost in singing that praise to God. Hallelujah. You ever been lost in praise by yourself? You ever been lost in praise when there wasn't nobody else around? During your personal prayer time, maybe get lost in praise. I get lost in praise sometimes driving down the road when the glory of the Lord moves over me. Hallelujah. And I'll break out in song. I woke up singing a new song this morning. I ain't never heard that song before. I don't know where it came from, and the lyrics was powerful. And I got on my phone and I recorded that thing so I wouldn't forget it. And I'm going to work on that, and I'm going to put it to music. And I'm going to get it ready to go. We're going to sing it here as soon as I get it ready to go. But you know what happens when you praise? My Bible tells me that we serve a God who inhabits the praises of His people. Hallelujah. He comes down. He leaves the throne room of heaven. I'm going to tell it just like I used to tell young people all the time, and I've told it here, I know, I don't know, 100 times. But I used to teach it to the children at youth camps and camp meetings and crusades. The praise is just like you've been outside in the hot sun all day, playing hard as you can play, getting filthy, dirty, grungy, sand all in your clothes, all in between your toes, between your fingers, tater ridges around your neck and your wrists and your ankles and your knees. You played all you can play, and mama calls you in tonight and says, it's time to get you a bath and go to bed. You walk into that bathroom and she's running your bath, and it's a nice hot bath, and you just settle down into it, and you go, oh. There used to be a commercial about that. Y'all remember what that commercial used to be? Calgon, take me away. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I used to tell the children that when you begin to offer up praise to God, it'll make you become that nice hot bathtub. And the Lord leaves the throne room of heaven after doing all His work. I don't know if you can receive this the way God's given it to me, but the Lord Himself, the author and finisher of our faith, the creator of the universe, the creator of the world, He that spoke and the universe was created, leaves the throne room of heaven and comes down and settles down in the middle of your praise, just like it's that hot bath, and He goes, can you imagine being that to the Lord? Can you imagine lifting up your praises to God? Hallelujah. And being that to the Lord? Can you imagine what it must be like to Him for His children to give Him praise and to have Him come and settle down in it like it's some kind of like it's some kind of medicinal thing for Him? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me tell you something, though, saints. When God comes down and gets in the middle of your praises, He ain't the one that gets blessed the most. You ever seen, I'm going to explain something to you, you might not understand, you might not know. This is the way I explain to children how Pentecostal worked in the altars. I used to tell them, I said, you ever seen anybody get in the altar? And they start, they lifting their hands and they start talking to the Lord. And all of a sudden they start talking louder. Yeah. And then they start talking in a language you don't understand. They start saying words you don't know. And then tears start streaming down their face. And after a while they're either running around the church or they're laying in the floor crying. You ever seen that? And they say, yeah. I said, let me tell you what that is. That's them giving God love. Yeah. Let me tell you what happens. Let me tell you what happens when you give God love. Love and worship from your heart to God is about the same thing. And when you give God love and worship from your heart, He takes it. Worship goes up into His nostrils. He breathes it into Himself. And when you breathe in, what's the next thing you do? Breathe out. And what? When God breathes in your praises and receives it and receives the blessing from it, He breathes it back out upon you again. But when He breathes it back out, it's been multiplied by the power of God. It ain't been multiplied by 1 or 10 or 100 or 1,000. It's been multiplied by the power of God Himself and poured back on you. And you know, sometimes when people start getting that way, God pours it back out on them, you know what they'll do? They'll turn it around and give it back to God. And He'll breathe it back in again and breathe it back out on them again. And He does that back and forth until such time as the praise is going back and forth between you and God so much that you cannot withstand it. You can't hold on. You let go. You lose control. And you let the tears start streaming because the glory of God is moving through you, in you, and out of you so much you ain't got no control and you don't care to. That's when you find somebody stretched out on the floor. That's when you find somebody lifting their hands in the air praising God. That's when you find somebody loving Him because He loved you. Hallelujah. When you're up against a struggle, you can praise your way out of it. When you're up against difficulties. Now, we went through about 8 months of some serious difficulties around here. And what did the Lord tell me to do? He told me to change the worship service. He gave me means and abilities and the know-how at that point how to do it. And we turned the worship services, we turned the fire on them back up. And when the worship services and the praises started going back up to God again, we started finding our wheels, our way, our, finding ourselves, climbing our way out again. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you have a reason to praise tonight? Do you have a reason to praise tonight? Are y'all asleep? Are you tired? Are you hot? I don't know that you can be tired and hot because it's nice and cool in here. Amen. Has the Lord Jesus met you in the altar?
Yes.
Wrote your name in the Lamb's Book of Life?
Yes.
Has He washed away and delivered you from your sin?
Yes.
Has He delivered you from the cost of that sin? Has He delivered you from a devil's hell? Hallelujah. Has He delivered you from addiction? Come on, somebody. There's more than just me. There's more than just me. Has He delivered you from addiction? Praise God. Has He delivered you from hell? Then saints of God, you owe Him praise. Somebody lift
grab the name of Jesus. Somebody glorify him in the house tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I remember when the Lord saved me. I knew for a very long time that he was calling me. I just didn't want to hear it. I wanted to live in my misery for some. I don't know what in the world was wrong with me, wanting to live in my misery. But I did. I was lost. I was downtrodden. I was addicted to drugs and alcohol and tobacco. I had no direction. My life was absolute misery. I used to want to take my own life. I had nothing worked for me. Nothing. I had so many things going for me. Talents, gifts, abilities. But I couldn't make any of them work. I didn't have real love until I found the Lord Jesus Christ. Then I found real love. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something, saints. When you're down to nothing, God's up to something. If you are running from something that God wants you to do, if you are running from something that God's called you to, you're finding yourself in the middle of misery. The thing for you to do is begin to offer up a praise to God and then be obedient. Amen. When you were down to nothing, God was up to something. Has he delivered you from disease? Then you owe him praise. Has he provided food for your family? Then you owe him praise. Has he put a roof over your head? Then you owe him praise. Has he kept you on the side, on this side of the dirt? Come on now. How many of y'all know Pastor Jason Gabbard from the Bailey Church of God? Yes. He is one anointed man. He can play that keyboard. He can sing. He's almost like Jeremiah Yocum. Jeremiah Yocum is my hero. Jason Gabbard is just like him. Well, Jason, he was over. Hallelujah. He was leading praise and worship at a crusade in Ethiopia. And the power of the Lord fell on that praise and worship. There was over 300,000 people in that service giving God praise. And the Holy Ghost fell. There was no preaching. They just kept singing. They just kept dancing and shouting and praising God. People was getting saved. People getting slain in the spirit. People getting healed. Miracles happening. Hallelujah. And that praise, I mean, the service didn't end. They just kept going, and that praise and people spilled out into the street in Ethiopia. Started praising. Ain't you looking for something like that? I'm ready for it to spill outside to the parking lot. I'm ready for it to spill outside in the street. I'm ready for it to spill out into Fremont and Pikeville, Kinley, Lucama. That praise spilled out into the street, and there was a powerful voodoo witch doctor who hated God and he hated Christians, but he was a very powerful witch doctor, and the entire town in that city knew who he was, and they feared him because he had made them afraid. They just knew he was going to kill them. And he saw all these people out in the middle of the street. The whole In several areas was filled with people running, jumping, shouting, singing praises to God, and he got mad. And he walked out into the middle of the street, and he started coming against that praise. He started coming against God's people. He started
blaspheming God, and he dropped dead right there in the street. Hallelujah! God delivered them folks of that man. Hallelujah! Praise going up to God. Set a fire in that town.
Have you got a reason to give God thanksgiving, glory, honor, praise? Hallelujah. And right when that witch doctor dropped dead in the street, wave after wave after wave of Ethiopians ran to the altar and gave their hearts to Jesus and accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. Because these were folks that didn't go to the revival. These were folks as it was in their houses watching the doctor come out against praise and worship. And when they saw him drop dead because he come against our God, they said, their God is God, and they went to go find him. Have you got a reason? Hallelujah. Have you got a reason to praise God? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Here be the Lord.
He's bad to the bone, ain't he?
Amen.
My Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want to ask you a question. Who in here's got a reason to give God praise? I want you to stand to your feet. If you got a reason to give God praise, I want you to stand to your feet.
Come on now.
Glory. Glory. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you think of the highest praise you can offer to him? Can you think of the words to give him the highest praise? Can you do it? When you think of your highest praise, I want you to walk up here to the altar giving it to him. Can you do that? Anybody? When you think of that highest praise, walk up here to the altar giving it to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you. I got a reason to lift up your hands and glorify God tonight. Hallelujah. You feel like you've been in church tonight? I sure do. Hallelujah. I need some volunteers to come up here real quick. Have we got any volunteers in here who can help me? Hallelujah. Can y'all do it, ladies? Can you do it loud and proud?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Everybody raise your right hand.
Dear Lord,
I'm a sinner.
Jesus, I know you're the Son of God.
I know you died on the cross for my sin.
You raised again on the third day.
Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night. Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m. and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m. or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, Hope for the Hopeless in a Hopeless World. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.